This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Samach Aleph, Se'if Gimal. Let's say you wear rings. Let's say you're a ring wearer. Siv Gimel, Tzarech Lahasir HaTabas Me'al Yadar B'Shas Natilas Yadayim. You need to remove the rings from on your hand when you wash Natilas Yadayim. V'afilu hu rafoi, even if it's loose. V'afilu enoy makbid olav B'Shas Natila. Even if you're not makbid on it while you're washing. Hol u'makbid alav b'shash ha'isam lacha shayitanfu. Since you would be makbid, if you were doing malacha, you wouldn't want to get dirty. In other words, let's say you're not makbid to remove a ring normally when you wash your hands. Why should it be makbid? The ring is just getting clean. But if you're makbid to remove a ring when you're doing malacha so it doesn't get dirty, then you would have to remove it for netil siyadayim. So the Mechaber, quoting the Hagois Ashri, says you have to remove a ring. The Rama adds from the Beis Yosef. It's interesting. The Rama is adding on the Mechaber from the Beis Yosef, even if it's loose, and even if you're not makbid b'shas natila. V'nogu k'tzas l'hakol m'horafay. We're noyig to be lenient somewhat if it's loose. Avol yesh l'hachmer, but you should be machmer ki ein anu b'kiyin eza mikroi rafay. We're not b'kiyin what's called loose, what's called tight. For those who are learning Yaradeya, Simon Kofhei, the Rama frequently will say, we're not Bekiyan what's Kachosh and what's Shamein, and therefore we have to answer all cases. So in a similar vein, the Rama says, while fundamentally if it's loose, you should be able to keep it on for Netilas Yadayim, but we're not Bekiyan what's loose and what is tight. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lahasir HaTabas, why? Mishum Chatzitza. Now, the Dirsha brings the following issue. The Gemara says in Sukkah regarding the Tilas Lulav that if you're Ma'aged a Lulav with something that's not Mimin HaLulav, it's not a Chatzitza because the Eged is made Lenoi. Anything for noi is not a chatzitza. So why here is a tabas, which is made lenoi, a chatzitza? You hear the question? I don't. I never heard such a question, such a not good question before.
Lenoi of the mitzvah.
Yeah?
No, that's not it, Mindy.
Yeah.
Eged is part of the mitzvah.
Yeah, I agree. In other words, if it's a noy for the chefza shel mitzvah, it's not a hefsek. But here, the ring is not a noy for the netilas yadayim cup. It's a noy for your hand. Yeah, that's what Rav Vosner brings. I don't even understand the question. Rav Vosner says hadvarim tzrichim biur. No, ein hadvarim tzrichim biur. That's. You could drive a double truck through the chiluk between those two cases. What? I don't understand the question to begin with. Yeah.
The kaddish your hand, so then the hand itself is like mitzvah.
No, that's like drush, but that's not the, you know. The lulav is the chefza shel mitzvah. So you can't have a hefsek between your hands and the lulav. So anything which is or making the lulav more beautiful is not a hefsek. Okay, so in this case, you have to clean your hands. What's the chefsa shel mitzvah by netil siyadayim? Not your hands. Is it the cup? Is it the water? Or is there no chefsa shel mitzvah?
Discussion by lulav
about
moving rings for a lulav.
Yeah, there is a discussion, and it's preferable to. Yes, you should remove your rings for lulav. But it's not as essential, because it's not like you can't have a chatzitza. It's not the same inyan of chatzitza. Rav Pinchas was saying regarding your hands becoming chatzitza shel mitzvah, you have a similar idea by tefillin or talis, where the adam becomes a chatzitza shel mitzvah. That's because he's being tied with it, or he's, you're tying it around the person, so the person is nesala. Ayin beber halacha. Okay, weiter. Va'afilu. Ratzolayim ra'avsha mayim ba'im leha etzba. Even though the water reaches the hand, because the ring is loose, mikol makom yesh also, you should still remove mishum she'inanu b'kiyin ezem mikve rafa kol kameh. Because we're not b'kiyin what's called loose. Uv'di'eved also lana tila b'rafa. B'di'eved, if the ring is loose, it will work. V'hu she'shafach ole revitz v'as achas. Provided that you poured one revius at one time, kamei shakasov lekaman b'simin kav samach beisiv tes b'sha. Your makvid at the time umaske ha'achroinim the dafka isha shadarke lahakvid lahaser at the bas b'shas malacha haynim b'shas lisha. Only for a woman who would remove a ring at the time of malacha, which is the time of kneading. But a man who he doesn't usually remove his ring during when he's working, men don't knead. Yeah, men have no business kneading dough. He doesn't have to remove it when he is noitel yadav. Even if it's not loose, because he's not makbid. So this din of removing rings is only for women, not for men. Not for men. One second. What is this? Page 26. So again, for a woman who normally removes her rings when she's kneading dough, so then for her it's going to be a hefsek, it's going to be a chatzitza. But for a man who it's not his darach to be makbet to remove it at the time of malacha, ki ain darkei lalosh, you don't have to remove it at the time of netila, even if it's not loose. Rakim yesh by even toiv, but if he has a precious stone, shigam ish darker lahakpid lahasa b'shas netila, that typically a man would remove even for washing, shalei yislach lekamei hamayim, then oz yeshlachas lasir mishum chatzitza. So a man's ring, if there he has a stone on it, if let's say he's like a governor of a river, and you know he needs a ring with a big stone on it, so he has to remove it for Natil Sedai. But Stam, a regular ring, a man would not have to remove for Natil Sedai. Says Achsam Soifer, even if this guy would remove his ring for Tfilin or for Lulav, he doesn't have to remove it for Netilas Yadayim, because the reason he's removing it for Tfilin or Lulav is just, it's not because he's Makbid, it's just to make room. However, Rav Moshe writes that he doesn't understand the Chassam Sofer. Because if a ring would not be Chatzisa for Tfilin or for Lulav, why would he remove it for those things? Okay, now, what if somebody is in Harlem and they have to wash Netilas Yadayim? Very common case. A woman is in Harlem and she has to wash Netilas Yadayim. So, but she doesn't want to take off her ring, because if she takes off her ring, then somebody may make off with the ring. or even at someone's in a shady spot, they're afraid to take off the ring, somebody might steal it. So the Kaf HaChaim has a very interesting Eitzah brought in Dershu note 33. What do you do? First pour a Raviyas HaMayim on your hand, and while the water is still on your hand, Toifeach HaMenas HaTfeach, meaning your hand is still wet, move the ring up and down, and then pour another Raviyas. This way the Netila will work even if you don't remove the ring. This is a Eitzah of how to wash Netilas Yadayim in Harlem. So the Kaf HaChaim, or in some other place where you're afraid somebody might steal your ring. Okay, so I guess the way it's working is you pour a Raviyas there. Now you're getting the whole area wet. So then in the second pouring, even if the water doesn't get there, but it will touch that water and be metaher that water. That's the Eitzah of the Kaf HaChaim. Okay. Now I do have to go back. I didn't do the Ramban Sif Beis. It was very important. Sorry. The Ramban Sif Beis says, Gilde Maka Sha'al Yadav Im Einoi Makbid Alav Einon Chaytetzin. A scab that's on your hand, if you're not Makbid, it's not a Chatzitza. But what exactly is this? Gilde Maka says Mishabura, Hainu Rir Hayoitse Min Amaka Umisyabesh Vinasa Glid. The bodily fluid that comes out of a wound that dries and becomes a scab. If you're not makbid, it's not a chatzitza. V'yesh mefarshim du shchin shenis rapa. Some say, no, it's a boil that healed. V'ala ar milmala, and skin grew above it. V'yesh alav gildei, and it has some kind of scab to it. Im einoy makvid, if you're not makvid, asira me'al yadav, to remove from your hand, imneishu mitstar b'netilasai. It hurts. So if you're not makvid, to remove it, because it hurts, it's not a chatzitza. But if you would be makvid, sometimes for a mikvah, a woman, you know, has the scabs scraped off a little bit. But it depends. If it's painful, then it's not a chatzitza. If it's not painful and very exterior, they try to get it off a little bit. Okay, Siv Dalet.
Why is a ring different in terms of, it's definitely a miyut. Why is it not like we had earlier, miyut being a makbid? Unless I'm confusing that off over there.
No, because here it says you are makbid. This is assuming you're makbid, because you wouldn't do work.
Because you wouldn't work with it.
This is miyut, a ring is miyut, or makbid. If you would not be makbid, let's say a man is not makbid to remove his ring, so then it's not a chatzitza. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, that for a man, a ring is miyut ve'enoy makbid. Sif Dalet, shir netilas yadayim. What? How much of the hand do you have to wash? Kol hayad, the whole hand, arakana, shel zroya, until the segment of the arm, meaning including the wrist. V'yesh oimrim ad mekoyim chibur ho'etzbois l'kaf hayad. Some say, till we're the fingers attached to the hand. So the first daya is the riff. The second daya is the rush. V'roi linoi kedas rishon. You should be noig like the first daya. Sometimes you see people, they wash their hands and they think it's like the mayim ha-tahoyrim, that as long as it touches a little spot on their hand, then it's effective. You have to make sure the whole hand gets wet. Okay. Sif chaf ad hakone roitzolamer ad soif pisa sayav, until the end of the segment of the hand, shumakim chibra yad hakone, which is the place where the hand attaches to the arm. Even though fundamentally, if somebody wanted to be lenient, like the second opinion, like the rush, we wouldn't throw rotten tomatoes at him. We wouldn't be moicha. We're lenient when there's a suffix. It is roy to be machmer like the shita of the riff, that you have to wash your whole hands. V'chein noyagin ha'olam, that is the minhag olam of Sefer Atzei Almoigim. In the Sefer Atzei Almoigim, that's a good one. Hoychiach shaharbe gedolei rishonim sovrim kein. That many gedolei rishonim hold like the Rif. Yeshuzar melahakal b'zei, you should be careful not to be lenient. Ayin sham v'ayin bebir halacha. By the way, the Bir Halacha says the lashon of the mechaber is mashma that mitzad hadin you could be meikel like the second daya. In other words, meikar hadin. Who do we paskin like? The second daya. The words veroi linhoi kedas harishain imply that meikar hadin you don't have to wash your whole hand. It's just roi to be noyig that way, but not that that's the required. Because who holds like the second opinion besides the Rush? Rashi, Tosfos, the Rush, many Rishonim, only Lechatchila Roy Linoy Kedei Rishayna, which is the Rif. Why? Because it's not a big deal. It's Lab Milsa de Trichu. So just be Yoytse all the opinions. However, says the Chavetz Chaim, in my humble opinion, you could question the decision of the Mechaber that the Ikar Halach is like the second opinion. Because even though the Beis Yosef says that we don't have a clear indication what the Rambam holds, the Maimer Mordechai writes that the Rambam holds like the Rif. And therefore, even though the Mechaber says, Me'ikar Adin, we hold like the Rush and the Rashi and Tosfos, but the Rambam, according to the Maimar Mordechai, and look at the end of the Bir Halacha, but the Rif and the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam and the Oruch and the Smag and the Rajba, Kulam Kaimim B'chada, Shitzo Lahachmir, also from the Yushalmi, it's Mashma, V'gam Barzru Machmir, Vada Yesh Lachmir V'zem Yitzad Adin, not Roy Linoig. And the Bir Halacha concludes that nowadays that the Minhag HaOlam is to go like the first daya, not as a chumrah, but me'ikar adin. You should try to wash b'shefa, because if you're yitzamtzim, it's very likely you're going to be missing part of your hand. Now, by the way, what about a choyla that eats on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av? Should you wash your whole hand? So I would say, according to the Mechaber, no, you shouldn't wash your whole hand. Me'ikar adin, we hold like the Rush, that you don't have to wash your whole hand. So how could you allow mitzvah derabanan to push off an iser d'oraisa of rechitza? But according to the Bir Halacha, that me'ikar adin, you have to wash your entire hand, then maybe you should. The Dirshu says that the Shevet Alevi says that you should wash your whole hand. Interesting.
Also, who said this is rechitza? It's for tumah and tahara. It's not for like for the kaihana to wash the whole hand.
Doesn't matter why.
It's not rechitza.
It is rechitza. If you don't have to wash it, it's rechitza. If we go, let's say we go like Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush, it's definitely rechitza. And even according to the other opinion, it's still rechitza. It's just rechitza for a different reason. And just because the Kohanim wash, because they have to do the Avoda.
It's not cleanliness.
No, it's just they have no choice. The Torah, that's what they have to do on Yom Kippur. But you don't have to eat on, you're not supposed to eat on Yom Kippur. Anyway, Kedatz Rishon Umashma de Bishas Hadchak Yeshlo Mayim Bitsumtsum Yuchalisma Chadas Mekim. That's Masha. If you have limited water, you can rely on the lenient opinion. Bekasu Achrenim Dem Pisas Yodoy Meluchloch Mizeo Chai Gavna Lekulei Amatzoch Lita Atzoy Pisas Ayad. If the hand is dirty, then even according to Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rush, you would have to wash your whole hand. Okay, that concludes Siman Kuf Samach Aleph. pick it up tomorrow in Siman Kuf Samach Beis.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.